In January 2024, noting the cloud of controversy surrounding the controversial gas deal between PetroSA and Equator Holdings, the DA warned that Equator Holdings owner, Lawrence Mulaudzi, was potentially trying to use the deal for speculative purposes by shopping around for funding from anyone willing to invest in the project. 4 months down the line after we issued this warning, it has now emerged that Mulaudzi does not have the money and technical skills to fulfill the tender requirement of rebuilding PetroSA's critical gas infrastructure and is now looking for potential funders and technical partners for the project. The latest development presents irrefutable evidence that the granting of the R21 billion tender to Equator Holdings was irregular, as they did not meet the financial and technical requirements specified in the tender call for expressions of interest. For this reason, the tender should be terminated with immediate effect and the circumstances that led to its awarding investigated. It now explains why PetroSA flatly ignored a PIA application that we submitted on their deal with Equator Holdings. The controversial infrastructure upgrade tender award to Equator Holdings is confirmation that the ANC, Minister Mantashe, the PetroSA board and the company's executives have decided to toss out good corporate governance in favour of dubious deals that could expose the organisation to corporate capture by discredited individuals.